Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Azara Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and refuah shalema for Rav Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama, a schus and refuah shalema for Sarah Bas Bina. May they each have refuah shalema b'mheira and arichas yamim b'shanim tovos. The shir is also dedicated in honor of Rabbi Yosef Menachem Monish ben Ginendel. May he have bracha v'atzlocha le'orech yomim tovim. Our shir is on the pasuk in Perek Ches. Vayancha v'yarivecha v'yachelcha esamona shal yodata v'lo yodun avosecha. He afflicted you and let you hunger. He fed you man that you didn't know. The Medrash says on this, Mikan remes ladlokas nerish Shabbos. From this, there is a hint to lighting the candles in honor of the Shabbos. The Zera Shimshon asks the question, what does hadlokas nerish, what does lighting the candles for Shabbos have to do with the mon? Rabbeinu explains that we find in the Medrash Koheles Rabbah that just like a person is nene, they enjoy the taste of the food, so too a person has hana from the sight of the food that we eat. As we find in the Talmud Bavli Maseches Yuma, Ein adoyma misha roya v'oichel, l'misha eina roya v'oichel. There is no comparison between the one who sees their food and eats it and the one who does not see the food and eats it. When Klal Yisrael ate the mon, it was possible for its taste to be whatever the individual desired. However, since the mon didn't change its appearance, it didn't look like the food, there was a chisaron in the hana. An element of enjoyment was lacking when they ate the mon. That was the affliction that the pasuk talks about. Because they could only sense the taste, but they could not see the food displayed. This alludes to the Neiros Shabbos, the candles of Shabbos, which both allow us to sense the taste and to actually see the food so that we can have complete hana. The great tzaddik, Reb Rafala Birshid, was always very careful to say the emes and to understand the reasons why various things happen in life. Once, he was holding a glass, drinking from it. All of a sudden, the glass slipped out of his hands and broke on the floor. Privately, he asked each of the members of his family if anything had happened that day that could have caused it. One of the members of the mishpacha quietly told the Rebbe it was him. That day, he had gotten very angry, and there was a small machlokas that broke out. Rav Rafael commented, a small machloikas has the power to break a small glass. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our shir on the Zera Shimshin tomorrow. I wish everybody may umka deliba, besuros tavos, yeshuos, v'nechamos.